We begin our first set of news stories for part two with a young champion. Future farmers were the stars at Norwich Livestock Market's Christmas show, where a proud four-year-old was crowned champion young handler. The annual event at the market on Hall Road featured a festive parade of cattle and sheep, watched by the Sheriff of Norwich, Stuart Wright. The top young handler's trophy was awarded to champion Archie Coomber, aged four, who had also won the Class 1 competition for ages 5 years and under, ahead of Edith Everson in second place and Ned Case in third. The event also celebrated the market's record-breaking £9,700 raised for Farming Mental Health Charity, YANA, which stands for You Are Not Alone, in recent weeks. The charity was presented with a cheque for £7,200 raised at the market's 65th anniversary event in November, and a further £2,500 was raised from the auction of a unique belt buckle made in the US to mark the market's milestone.
A city man has taken a unique look at the Cathedral Close, where he has lived for more than a decade. Michael Bowles, a former scientist, has been writing about his scientific work for more than 60 years, but has now turned his attention to his historic neighborhood. The 87-year-old has written a book called A Town of Itself that delves into stories from families who used to live at his home, 32 the Cathedral Close, before he moved there in 2013. Mr. Ball said, "I grew up near Unthank Road, but have been visiting the cathedral for 80 years. The book dates to the Celts and touches on several families that have lived in my house. There is a wild history to the area. In 1096, the land was bought by the bishop. There were lots of riots because the city leaders wanted to maintain control of the cathedral. Thankfully, all is now peaceful."
An extraordinary meeting has been called to decide the future leadership of the Broads Authority. Dr. John Packman announced his retirement as chief executive earlier this year, sparking a hunt for his replacement. Announcing his retirement, Dr. Packman called the role one of the best jobs in Britain and said he loved the lengthy period that he had spent overseeing the management of the Broads. His successor is due to be decided at a crunch meeting held in the conference room at Carrow Road on December the 19th, and once appointed, the new chief will likely take over in the new year.
The landlady of a Norfolk village's last remaining pub says soaring costs have forced her to close before Christmas, calling the budget the final nail in the coffin for the trade. Carol Kenny took over the Swan Inn in Mattershall less than 12 months ago, but she is now walking away from the pub game because of rising rent, bills and business rates, which are set to cost her thousands more in the new year. The pub will close on the 21st, with Mrs. Kenny behind the bar for the final time. It leaves Mattershall, which has a population of more than 2,500, with the prospect of becoming one of the largest villages in Norfolk without a pub. Although the owners hope to find a new landlord to take on the lease in the new year, some in the village fear it may end up without a pub for the first time since at least the 18th century when the Swan opened. The British Beer and Pub Association, BBPA, estimates that 378 pubs will have permanently closed this year, a rate of one a day, amounting to more than 5,600 direct job losses.
A popular walking route could be reopened, having been closed for almost 2 years because its boardwalk wore out when so many people used it during the COVID pandemic. The much-loved Yare Valley Boardwalk, which links the University of East Anglia to Eton and Cringleford, has been recommended to receive more than £260,000 from a council pot of cash. The boardwalk was closed for health and safety reasons in January 2024 after the UEA Nature Trail saw a threefold increase in visitors during lockdown. The project has been recommended to receive £260,899 via the Greater Norwich Growth Board's Infrastructure Investment Fund. And that's a pot of money collected via a levy on developers shared among projects in Norwich, Broadland and South Norfolk. The new design for the 400-metre route will include a boardwalk made of recycled composite plastic. The UEA, which is hoping to add National Lottery money to the project, is also appealing for donations.
Millions of pounds of funding could be invested in more than half a dozen sites around Norwich, including a primary school. Salhouse VC Primary School is earmarked to receive £2.5 million over the next 5 years from the Community Infrastructure Levy, CIL, a planning charge that local authorities can apply to new buildings and developments. The site, which was one of several discussed at the Greater Norwich Growth Board meeting on December the 11th, would then be able to increase its pupil capacity by 10 extra spaces in each year group. Other sites put forward include Blowfield Park Community Hub, and they could receive £500,000 to create improved recreational amenities. The site is located on the former Blowfield Primary School. Trainwood, which forms the start of Marriott's Way in Norwich, could receive £588,743 for a range of safety and biodiversity improvements. Woodrow Pilling Park could receive nearly £500,000 to create links to the nearby woodland area, Lion Wood. Framlingham Earl Sports Centre would receive more than £1 million to expand its community sport and leisure provision.